First of all, just the beautiful tish we've had, and all the brachas that were made, and all the Torah tonight, all the chizuk, all the Osiris, should be l'nishmas, kaddish to Yid, who I love so much, my wife Zaidi, Yitzchok ben Chaim Yehuda Zeichu Tzadik HaShavracha. It was Yahrzeit. It was a few days ago. Third night of Chanukah. It was a Kaddish Tegiyir who survived the Gehenim of the Holocaust. Nisim Gluyim, like every survivor. And built a beautiful family, Shomrei Torah Mitzvos, every single descendant. Through his emunah, and through his simchas achayim, undoubtedly. So Mitzvah Hashem should be a big schus for his neshama, for Zaydi. Should be a melech yoshev for our entire family, and to Zaycha be tanting together. It's gula shleim of meher b'meinu. A lot of us were together 1 week ago, right here. The first night of Chanukah. And you'll remember that I said in the opening moments of our Torah, before we got to any Torah, that it's going to move by very quickly. And therefore we have to make sure to grab on to this Heilige Yontif, this Luchtige Yontif. Kachave, here we are 1 week later. Zayis Chanukah. Hopefully we did grab on. Hopefully we had the moments that we spoke about, the moments of Hisbodedus by the Neros. But we also still have tonight. We still have tonight, we still have tomorrow, and we still have this time. My son, Uriel Nassan Tzvi, we were playing dreidel tonight with the Mishpacha. And we finished, dreidel takes a long time. I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends how many little pieces. We were playing with little marshmallows. It depends how many you give out, obviously. But it takes a long time, and it was very late. It was time for, he has yeshiva tomorrow, Baruch Hashem. And he said, I want to play again. He said, no, it's time to go to sleep already. We've played. He said, but tomorrow night, it's not going to be Chanukah. So I said, you're right, tomorrow night's not going to be Chanukah, but tomorrow's Chanukah. He said, I said, what do you mean? Tonight's Chanukah's over. No, tomorrow's Chanukah. We lose sight. We think Chanukah's all about the menorah that much, which is beautiful and wonderful. But the tefillahs of tomorrow morning, it's Chanukah to get tefillahs. And mincha, when it depends when you have mincha, but if you have mincha late by Kabbal Shabbos, that mincha is still Chanukah, Dick. It's still Al Nisim. All day. It's a long day still. If you think about it, Purim... I don't even mention Purim, we get so excited just to mention. But Purim, the whole Purim is one day. Okay, those who were Zoich the last few years have been our Tzral, it's extended big time, very expansive in our Tzral. This year's going to be Purim Mishulish in our Tzral. I mean, it's going to be, forget it. Purim Mishulish, it's not Purim Mishulish, it's like a Gantz Vach, it's the whole week. So, but Purim really, it's one day. And it's Gevalt, it's the highest of highest. So we still have Zoich Chanukah, we still have one day. It's big. Just tonight, to be together in these moments, is big. I'll tell you another secret, besides for knowing that there's still this one day. The Iker of Chanukah is not for Chanukah at all. The Iker of Chanukah is for all year. It's not about Chanukah. If you celebrated Chanukah, enjoyed Chanukah, but you left it, and by tomorrow night, Baruch Hashem, we go straight into Shabbos Kodesh, it's very special. I said before Shmuel was by the Lights Karebbe tonight, by the Zayis Chanukah Tish, and the Lights Karebbe said how special it is that Zayis Chanukah coincides with Achana L'Shabbos. My Talmud, you did Nafshi Ari Mirzov, you wanted to know if there's something special. I haven't seen in the Svarim that in any way, but Bad it's special, because if you think about it, It's when it's going to be Shabbos, it's still going to be Zayis Chanukah. We take on Shabbos or Yishkiyah, or if you want to make Tosefah Shabbos, even more. And Chanukah Vada goes at least till Tzeis Rabbeinu Tam, right? So meaning there's going to be Zman that's going to be overlapping Shabbos. So Chanukah is taken into the Shabbos in a beautiful way. Vada is something very special. But the Igur Chanukah is not for Chanukah at all. It's for the whole year. It's to light up our lives with Ruchnius, with Kedusha, with Torah for all year. To see light in darkness. You know, the world thinks that this world is a very dark place for the past 9 months. Pandemic, disease, mass, social distancing, all different things going on. No, we're not talking politics tonight. We've been there, done that many times. But them is those of us that are connected to Hashem, it's all light. It's not that we're not sad when a person passes away. Of course we are, and sad when someone's sick. But we're not nervous, and we're not mamish going crazy in this time. It's all Eibishter. Eibishter runs the belt. Eibishter is orchestrating it all. We see light in darkness. We're okay. We're cool. And what's that? That's what Chanukah dich. That's what Chanukah. Chanukah into the year. That there's a light in the darkest of nights. There's light. There's Eibishter. And the Iker is to take it into the year. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Mebeis, very famous. We mentioned it earlier tonight. Haragil Bener Havayon Bonim Talmidei Chachamim. You have a couple fathers in the room. A couple fathers in the room who understand the desire of Talmidei Chachamim. Already, Baruch Hashem, you have Bonim already, Talmidei Chachamim. It's a matzah b'shatayv. We'll see. We have a princess. What? She bit the pint. Okay, bless Hashem. I made up the whole wine. B'shatayv mislachas. B'shatayv mislachas. But all of us in the right time. Harogu b'ner avay in the banim talmidei chacham. We all want banim or talmidei chacham. Banim who are oyve Hashem, are yir lekim, are meir mezayilim. So there's something to harogu b'ner. Lighting candles. What is lighting candles? Looking Shirashi there. It's Neres Shabbos and Neres Chanukah. First of all, let me tell you a story just to understand this chusim of every little thing we do and what it is to light the Chanukah Licht, what it is to light the Neres Shabbos. I just heard this again from my Rebbe, from the Asif Kal Shina Rebbe, who heard it from Rav Ashkenazi. Rav Ashkenazi is an incredible tzaddik, and a very special moil. He was Uriel Nassan Tzvi's moil. Whenever you need a moil, it should be Rav Ashkenazi. Unsolicited advertising. He's mamish kodesh kedoshim. Kodesh kedoshim. Rav Ashkenazi's told over the story to the Rebbe. Rav Ashkenazi's from London. And he comes from a long line of moils. His father was a very famous moil. Probably thousands and thousands of milas. And in London, to be a moil, you didn't need to just learn from a previous moil, learn all the halachas and go through like what. But you also needed some special, you still do, I believe, some certification from the government that you're allowed to be a moil and that you have credentials, chesnesh, whatever it might be. Rav Ashkenazi has this and his father had this. Maybe that's why he's such an incredible moil. No, he's a tzaddik. I don't want to say because of his certificates, but Lameisa. But because of that, I guess you're on some sort of like list of people who do circumcisions, and not only Yidden will call you, but the Umos Olam, the non-Jews would also, when they want to do a circumcision for whatever reason, you know, for health reasons, whatever it is, a lot of times it's done in the hospital, but sometimes it's done later, and they want, so you could get called, and you do prasmilas of the non-Jews also at times, you have to do it, fine. So his father, Rav Ashkenazi's father, also Rav Ashkenazi, obviously, so he was once called to do this prasmila. And of a non-Jew. He shows up at the house, and the husband opens the door. How are you? Some very geisha name, whatever it was. He says, okay, where's the baby? He says, oh, in the room in the back, goes into the back, and the baby's like in the crib over there. And Rabbi Ashkenazi walks in and sees there are two candles lit in the room. He sees two candles, his mamish taken aback. Two candles, just as mamish Shabbos dick. Two candles, why two candles? So he asked the man, he says, where's your wife? She goes, yeah, she's in the other room, she's coming. Why are the two candles lit? My wife's mother told her it's a very good omen, it's very good to light two candles. So Rav Shiganazi, he looks at them, are you Jewish? No, you're Jewish. We're Catholic as they come. What do you mean? He says, when does she light? She lights these candles, special occasions. She often lights them also on Friday night. He says, you sure you're not Jewish? No, bring your wife. The wife comes, says, tell me something. Why are you like, he says the same story. Are you Jewish? No, we're not Jewish. I'm Catholic. So it's like, where's your mother? Can we speak to your mother? Is your mother still alive? Your mother, yeah, she's alive. She lives in Arizona. We have to talk to her right now. I'm not doing this circumcision until I speak to your mother. We're going to wake her up. It's the middle of the night. Doesn't matter. They call the mother. They wake up the mother. They say, listen, we're sorry. We're doing the circumcision of your grandson over here. But he won't do it until he speaks to you. This rabbi gets on the phone and says to the woman, I need you to tell me honestly, answer me honestly. Are you Jewish? There's a pause, complete silence. And she says, yes. I'm Jewish. And my husband's also Jewish. She says that she survived the Holocaust, tortured, destroyed, her family destroyed. And we can't judge people like this. Unfortunately, there are many like this. That Mamish decided to walk away completely from Yiddishkeit. She said, we decided we didn't want our children to ever go through what we went through. And she raised her children as Catholic. She sent them to Catholic school and as non-Jews. Complete. They didn't even know they were Jewish. Nothing. We're Jewish. But she told her daughter, there's something special about lighting two candles. Specifically on Friday night. And her daughter would do it. He gets off the phone. He looks at this couple. He says, listen, I'll do the circumcision. But I'm coming back. I want to do this as you're Jewish. I want to do this properly. I want 10 men here. We're going to make blessings. We're going to have wine. We're going to do it right. The couple looks at him. What are you talking about? I don't know what my mother said. I don't care. We're not raising him Jewish. We're going to send him to Catholics. Or Rabbi Shem says, I don't care. We're doing this right. If you want me to do it, okay, Rabbi. If you want to do it, you could do it. But I'm telling you, we're not raising him as a Jew. And Kachave, he did this bris kedasu kedin. About 20 years later, Rav Ashkenazi is somewhere and the Yid comes to him with the strimel nebekisha. White socks, young man. He says, are you Rav Ashkenazi? Yeah, you're a moil? Yeah, do you do a lot of meals? Yeah. Would you remember a story? Maybe. Tell us a story. Do you remember the story? Sure, I remember the story. I'm the boy. He says, I'm the boy. You're the boy, and your parents said they're sending you to Catholic. Yeah, they sent me to Catholic school. They didn't tell me I was Jewish. But I felt something in me that was wrong, and I had to search for truth, for emes. And I left and I searched and I found Judaism, and finally my parents admitted and told me I'm a Jew. And I found my way back home. But I want to thank you because I know you had a big part in it. Because of that prismila. Chaver, you hear such a story? What was the key? The key was Neros. This family did nothing. They ate on Yom Kippur. They involved kol averus tachas hashemesh. Nothing. Raising as they were Catholics. But they lit two candles. Imagine what is chus of just that. Save this kid's life. Fair, who knows? Doiris. Yidin shomer Torah mitzvahs. Mitachasid shaleib. Have you hear this? Is that not this Gemara coming alive? Haragel b'ner havayin banim tamidei chachamim. Think about we question Gemaras. Oh, the Gemara seems to say all you have to do is light candles. You have banim tamidei chachamim. Meaning, wait, maybe you could argue. I don't know if this is what it means exactly, but you could say you don't even keep Shabbos. You don't need kosher, but you're haragel b'ner havayin banim tamidei chachamim. Like really? Shkoyach. Everybody lights candles. No, not everyone lights candles, but this woman lit candles. And she was like to a child who's a Talmud Chacham. Can't make it up. But that's not what I want to talk about. That's not why I brought in this Gemara. I just could not share such a story, Chevra. Because Mamish, here's such a story, and someone has a Shaila in Yiddishkeit. Someone doesn't want to give their whole life to Torah Mitzvah. Shem Yirachim. But anyways, the Maisa. Harogel b'ner havayim banim tamid chamim. Pasha pshad. As Rashi says, Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah. So Ner Shabbos could be Rogel. Ragel means you're accustomed, it's common, it's often, it's every Shabbos. Chanukah is one time a year. One time a year, what's a ragel? It's 8 days the whole year. What do you mean a ragel? You're constantly doing it, you're not constantly doing it. Zak Rav Melech Birim in Shlita. Rabbi Rav Melech of modern days. Harag of Ener means it's not the actual lighting. It's that I carry the light of Chanukah all year long. I'm ragel in that aura. That aura lit me on fire, and I'm fire all year long. I'm fire all year long from Chanukah. Then I'll be zoichet to banim tamid chacham. When they see that passion, they see that connection. Let's be zoichet, take it with us. Take the aura of Chanukah with us. What specific yisoid? I want to talk about one yisoid tonight that I think we can be mechazik ourselves in. One specific yisoid that we're going to take away from Chanukah, chavra. This week's parasha, we have the whole story where the brothers go down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef HaTzadik is not being so nice to them. Yosef HaTzadik keeps them there in jail, and then says, okay, I want you to bring down Binyamin. First he says, all of you have to stay. They said, one of you stay with me. And they're scared as could be from Yaakov Avinu. They already lost you. In their eyes, what they thought was Yosef, what's going to be? Vayoyimru, Perik, Membez, Pazik, Chavalif. Listen to this, Chavra. Vayoyimru, Ish Elachiv. The brothers said to each other, Aval Hashemim Anachnu, we've sinned, we've messed up, Alachino, about our brother. Asher Reinu Tzoras Nafshu, Bizchanino Aleinu. We just watched the pain, the suffering of our brother as he pleaded with us, Yosef HaTzadik. Below Shemanu, we didn't listen to him. Alkeim Bo Aleinu Atzarazos, that's why this pain's coming to us. The Svarno explains that they weren't saying that they shouldn't have killed him. As we know, the brothers, based on their belief, thought he was Chayiv Misa, based on what he was telling his father about them. But they tortured him. They should not have tortured him in the pit and selling, and everything they did was torture, and they didn't. There were Midas Achzarios, the Svarno said. That was what they were. Achzarim Neged Achenu. Their Chesbon, they messed up in that, even though they felt they should have killed him. Comes Reuven, next, one more Pasuk. Vayan Reuven oisam lemar. Reuven said to them and answered them, Hello, amarti aleichem, lemar al techtu beyeled. Didn't I tell you, don't sin? Didn't I tell you not to do it? Velo shamatim, you didn't listen to me? Zok the Svarno here. He wasn't just talking about Achzarius. Reuven says, no, you got it all wrong. You didn't mess up because you were too cruel. You even messed up on the Pesach Din. I was trying to tell you the whole time, he didn't deserve to die. That's what Reuven says back. There's the question, Chavra. How did Reuven see it differently? Why did 9 brothers see Yosef as deserving of death penalty, and one, Reuven, saw him in a different light, and saw him as a tzaddik, saw him as doing nothing wrong? How did Reuven see it like that? And Reuven was right. Only, why did Reuven see it that way? And the brothers couldn't. So this is a medrash. And the medrash says, the medrash rabbah, Pedal tezvav. Amar Reuven, who moino siyam achi ve'ini matzilo. He counted me as one of my brothers. I'm not going to save him. Meaning what? You read the medrash. Basically, Reuven was afraid that he wasn't going to be part of the shiftei ka. He was afraid that he wouldn't be part of the 12 tribes because he did wrong by switching the beds, as we all know. What exactly that sin was, we're not going to talk about right now. So he thought he lost his Kedusha. But when Yosef dreamed, and he said, 11 stars bow down to me, 11 including Reuven. Therefore, he gave me such chizik, such inspiration, ve'eini matzilo, I'm not going to save him, seems to be from the Medrash, who was basically Akaras HaTov. He had Akaras HaTov. Yosef's dreams told him that he was still one of the Shvatim. It gave him chizik, it gave him hope. He thought he might have lost that when he switched the beds. But because he had a Karas Tov, that would mean that he'd lie? Meaning, again, if he really saw it like the other brothers, and he deserved the death penalty, so he had a Karas Tov, he's going to save him? Meaning, what exactly is going on? What happened here? What did Reuven, see it differently and see the MS? Or did he think like the other brothers and just was willing to save him out to Karstov, which is strange? Zokr of Aaron, Kadler, Zechet, Adikash, Vracha. And Mishnah of Aaron. Zokr of Aaron, Kadler, listen closely, Chevra. And don't ever forget this idea. Yesoid, she besoid this in life. When Reuven had proper Akaras HaTov, appreciation and gratitude to Yosef HaTzadik, that gratitude and appreciation allowed him to look at and see the good in Yosef. It allowed him to look at Yosef in the proper light, to see that he was a good person, to see that he was wonderful, to see the good, and not focus on the bad. And realize and recognize that it had to be he was a tzaddik. And it had to be that he didn't deserve Misa. The Akars HaTov allowed his eyes to see differently. We have to understand this, Chevra. So too by us. And specifically with the Eibishter. We live in a world, and over the past 9 months, how many people did we hear complain? It's like a funny question. How many people did we hear not complain, right? Every person we know, all that people do is complain. About whatever is going on, people complain. I feel my heart goes out to our menal, Rabbi Kamenetsky Shlita. Because Rabbi Kamenetsky, no matter what, 50% of the world hates him. Because, right? Meaning he can't make a... You're not allowed to... He's making decisions for the yeshiva. If he keeps the yeshiva open, doesn't quarantine when there's some cases, so 50% of the parent body is going to scream and yell at him, what's wrong with you? You're not taking COVID seriously. If you close the school down... So the 50%, what are you doing? The guys have to be in yeshiva. And he's going to get emails and calls all day long. He gets screamed at, no matter what decision he makes. And again, he's not even making the decisions. He doesn't even run the yeshiva anymore, as he likes to say. It's the medical board and whoever else faced it. But we're not going to get into that right now. Bottom line is, we live in a dar that all we hear is complaining. All we hear is sadness. All we hear is darkness. Even now, when Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, there are a few, I know, but they're very few, Baruch Hashem, suffering greatly with serious illness, and hopefully I will continue and only get better and better. But even now, all we hear is complaining, and sadness, and confusion, and darkness. What about if we started appreciating all that Hashem does for us? What if we started waking up in the morning and really having kavana modani lefenecha melechai v'kayom shechazar to be nishmasi? You gave me back my neshama today. I'm living today. I'm breathing today. I'm seeing today. We're here together learning Torah today. What if we focused on all the good that Hashem does for us? What if we stopped on any day in the worst of days of this pandemic and just thought about all the good in our life and tried to think about it, make a list, all the good in my life, my parents, my siblings, the beautiful homes that we have, the beautiful cars that we drive, the clothing that we have. And we have, mamish, what we have, like any dar would go, if our great-great-grandparents came back and saw the way we're living, it's like each and every one of us living a royalty. Like crazy royalty. I mean, you guys know how some of your Rebbeim were living in Ramat Eshkol with 8 kids and 2 bedrooms. That was even royalty compared to many. And look at us. So much good in our life. So much incredible. So much that's incredible in our lives. And if we were to focus on that and appreciate that, have the proper gratitude, that attitude of gratitude would change our attitude in this world and in life and how we look at things. When we focus, if we realize 99% of my life is incredible, so you know the 1% that's a little difficulty? Okay, who cares? Big deal. I'm cool. I'm great. But instead, we take that, all the good we take for granted, we take it coming our way, we take that as the given, we take it as we're used to it, and then anything that's not so great, mamish, my world's crumbling. Mamish, it's terrible. And then it's darkness. It's chayshach. It's chayshach. Reuven was able to see the good. Reuven was able to see the good and see the tzaddik that Yosef was because he had that Karz HaTov, he had gratitude. And that allowed him to have a different attitude than the other Shvatim. And we have to have that Akar Satov. We're Yehudim. Yehudim is Hodah. But do we show it to the Eibishter constantly? We're walking away from this Yontav Zayis Chanukah. What was the Yontav for? Kavu Shmonish Mechanukah Lohaydah Zul Halal. Open up the Gemara and Shabbos Chaval of Ambez. Lohalal Lohaydah. It's only to give Hodah to Hashem, to thank Hashem, to give gratitude to Hashem, to realize Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it's all one. Hashem that brings Elokeinu, Hashem that brings Din. He's the same Hashem of Rachamim. To live like that, to know it, to believe it. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we all know it has 25 letters. It's all started in Chafei Kislev. So that's what the realization we have to come to. Yeah, when we say Shema, what do? We cover our eyes. Because sometimes the physical world that we see physically looks dark. And looks bad. And it looks bad that we're going to have this president coming. And it looks bad that there's still that it looks like they're closing more now than even less. It looks like I close my eyes. I don't want to physically see. I want to see with my heart. I want to see with my neshama. I want to see with my Hakar Satov Dika Neshama. So I close my eyes not to see the physical and say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it's all good. What a schus. To know that Or V'choshech, it's all one. Or V'choshech is Gematria 541, is Gematria Yisrael. That's what it is to be a Yid. To see it all as one. And the way to get there is only through gratitude. To stop and start thanking Hashem. You know, this beautiful, it's beautiful. It happened to be coincide this year with everything going down, this whole thank you Hashem movement in the world. It's our community. It's people in our community. It's not just the song. The song's beautiful, but that started a whole movement and bumper stickers and sweatshirts and yarmulkes and chvesis. But you know what? Forget about all the bumper stickers and sweatshirts and songs. Live it. How many times a day do you say thank you Hashem? And I don't mean just in the morning. Even in the morning when we say Modani, is it lip service? Because I just woke up? Or is it thank you Hashem for another day? Thank you Hashem for another day. Schus. Thank you Hashem for every little thing. L'haydas l'cha yecher chaviyava. To focus on all the good. You know what the opposite of that is? Listen to this, chevra. The Magen Avram says something very deep. You have to go through it. It's in Simen Samach Sif Beis. That when we say Ahava Rabba, there are times during Ahava Rabba that we're supposed to focus on the Sheish Zechiras. The deeper Kavanas. And during the word L'hoidos L'cha, to give Hodah, we're supposed to focus on Maisa Miriam. Maisa Miriam, the Lashon Hara that was said about Moshe Rabbeinu. So obviously what it's telling us is the cure for Lashon Hara is Hodah, is Akar Zatov. How so? Well, what is Lashon Hara? I've heard many times from my Yedid Nafshi of Arya Yudin, he likes to say this to our Torah, Parshas Tazria Metzora. We know if tsaras was on your entire body, you're tar. It has to be only on a little spot. Why? Because what happens when you say Lashon Hara? You know what you do? You look at one little thing in a person, one little thing about them, and you suddenly talk over and you sum them up of this, they're the worst person in the world, and talk about them in such a negative way because of one little thing in their life. You focus on one little bad thing and it's the whole person. Even though 99% of the person is amazing. So if the tzaras is only in one little spot in you, same way. So when it comes to Lashon Hara, I'm just focusing on the bed. Hakar Satov is Pumfakert. When I have gratitude, I focus on all the good, and I open up my eyes, and I can only see good. I appreciate good. That's what Reuven was able to do, why he saw things differently. And that's what we could do as well. When we start having proper Hakar Satov, it fixes our eyes. We stare at the Neros to fix our eyes. Vadon Shmir Seinayim, which we all need. Every one of us. But we fix our eyes also to have an ayin tov. To start looking for the good in the world, good in people. We have to fix our eyes so we look for the akars atov. So we have proper gratitude. You know, the parasha before Chanukah is parashas Vayishlach, and that we know the Merame is the Pachim Ketanim. When Yaakov went back for the Pachim Ketanim, why did he go back for the Pachim Ketanim? Because he appreciated every little thing in his life from Hashem. Ayin Tov is Gematria 147, exactly the years of Yaakov Avinu. But I was thinking about it. How many Anayim do we have? How many Anayim do we have, Chevro? I know you asked a question you're afraid to say, because a lot of you are thinking two. No, we don't have two. We have three. We have the two physical eyes, and we have the Ein HaSeichel. And to be able to see properly, we cover our eyes, so that the Ein HaSeichel controls our Einayim. We have three eyes, so I can see things properly. The Shvatim and Reuven, they all physically saw the same Yosef Tzadik, but only Reuven had the Ein HaSeichel from that Karz HaTov that he had. From the gratitude for all the good, I could focus on good only. So we need three eyes to see good. Ayin Tov times three. What's 147 times three? 42. You just passed the bar. No, that's, you don't have no math over there. Okay, fine. Thank you, Yonison. 441. 3 times 147 is 441. What's 441 Begamatria? Emes. Emes Liakov. You have Ayin Tov in your three eyes, then you have a life of Emes. Emes Liakov. Yaakov is Ayin Tov, which is the 147 years of Yaakov. But you want to be Emes in this world. You want to see things Emes? The whole world seeing the world in a way of Sheker, and we know it. We see this world, it's full of Sheker. It's all Sheker. They don't, mamish, there's nobody who knows how to be doing this pandemic correctly. It's scary. It's mamish scary. Chorban, destroying a dar. You know what's going on to the younger generation? You guys are an age, somewhat you could handle this and understand and already steeped in Torah mitzvahs to appreciate Hashem and be okay. And you know what are younger children doing these days and being thrown out of their schools left and right? And then they think they have school on Zoom. It's a bidyevit, a bidyevit, a bidyevit, a bidyevit. Many more times, if I don't want to be here all night, say how many bidyevits it is. And if they understood, mamish, people would understand what we're doing. If you saw and read the text and the voice notes of guys, mamish, crying to me when they're put in quarantine. Crying to me they're put in quarantine because they spoke on the phone to somebody. And they're crying to me because they don't want to be put into a world of taiva. What do you think of? What do you think a teenage 16, 15-year-old boy does for 14 days in his room? What do you think he's going to do? And all the missing out on opportunity of chizik, of hisaurus, of Torah, of Yiddishkeit. How much chizik could someone give someone in a mask? Again, what we need, it's just scary what's going on. We live in a crazy, mamish, scary. Live in difficult times, and the world is all chayshach in the world, and negative, and not looking for positive. Not looking to be positive and turn it around in a positive light. In a simchadik way. We have to be the ones, and let's start here right now, l'hoydez l'al karev and chanukah, to focus on the good and spread that to our families. Not a negative word should be said. We're going to sit at a Shabbos table tomorrow night, and people are going to start talking about something negative about this pandemic, something negative about COVID, something, no more negative, only positive. Let's talk about positive about things. So you don't want to talk positive about this, talk positive about something else. Baruch Hashem, we have Shabbos together. Baruch Hashem, we have our health. Baruch Hashem, talk positive. And if we start talking positive and appreciating, we'll be besimcha. And through that positive will, we'll will this in a positive place. It's a different outlook. Enough negative. We need no more negative. We need ayin tov. We need gratitude. We need appreciation. We need l'hoidos l'halal. We need chayim. We need to start living again. The world stopped living. It's scary. People are not living. How many people are just stooped in their house? How many, ask them, what did they do productive for the last 9 months? What have they done productive for the last 9 months? Terrible. How many adults working from home? It's nice. When it was nice for a month or two. Trust me. Steeped in your home. We need to be living. Mi yesh chavetz chayim. You know who wants life? Nitzar l'shoynecha meiros v'asecha midaber mirma. Stop speaking lashon hara and looking for the bad. Stop speaking about bad. Stop looking at bad. Nitzar l'shoynecha meiros. Don't talk to lashon hara. Even lashon hara about the pandemic. That's also lashon hara. Lashon hara, it's bad talk. Just translate the words. It doesn't have to be about somebody. Lashon hara, bad talk. U'sfasecha midaber mirma. Stop it. Don't focus on bad. Let's focus on good. Let's focus on positive. Let's look for good. Let's appreciate all the good. There is so much good. There's so much good going on in the world. So much good going on in our lives. There's so much Torah to be learned. So much chesed to be done. So much life to be lived. Live life in whatever way we can. Okay, again, I know sometimes it sounds, of course, everyone has to be healthy and have to have the protocol that are in place that everyone feels healthy and safe. And there obviously there are a lot of different deus in that. And whatever everyone feels, everyone has to respect each other on the highest of levels. On the highest of levels. And don't talk bad and look down upon that either. Chas v'shalom. But let's, Mi'yesh ha'chavetz chayim, stop the Torah l'shon chimereya. Me'eros, v'sachem da b'birma. You want life? V'chol ha'chayim yodu chasela. Through hodah. V'chol ha'chayim yodu chasela. V'chol ha'chayim yodu chasela. It's through hodah. Let's leave to chayim. Lo ha'meisim yahaluka. Lo ha'meisim yahaluka. Chavra. In Yakar Zatov, we need to appreciate all the good in our life. Again, it's scary. I'm not, again, I was a little bit joking before, and I know the schools, they have to take it seriously on their level. You have the government also already telling them not to, and they have to quarantine when they need to quarantine, when it's important to, and they have to have masks, and they have to do all these things. But let's not talk about the bad in it. Look for only good. So if we have to do that in places that we are, we have to do it. So just be positive. We have to appreciate the good, and appreciate the good in our lives, and start living. Living a life of chayim. Chol chayim yidu chasala. L'hayid is lal. That's what we pull away from this Heilige Yantif. Chevra, I heard from Rav Muttal years ago, and we'll put it together for this. He said in regards to other things, I don't want to get into all the tires right now. I'm just using it and applying it. We want to be alive. We want chayim, right? Mi'yesh ha'chavetz chayim. So you got to appreciate. So we want to be chayim. We want to be totally surrounded by chayim as well. This is incredible. You ready? If you want chayim all around you, chayim above you, chayim below you, right? We want to just live chayim. There's six different sides. Right? That's when we shake luluv. We shake luluv. Right, left, front, up, down, back. That's those of us who daven zuch sfarad. In that order. Lulav? What's Gematria Lulav? No? 68. Gematria Chaim. Lulav, Chaim in every level, in every side, right? So Chaim, we want Chaim all around us, Chaim up and down. That's what we want Chaim. We want life everywhere, right? Which is through the Hodah, through that Karas HaTov, through the appreciation. What's Chaim times 6? 6 times 68? 6 times 68? Chaim all around us. What's 6 times 68? 408. Was that David? Was that? Shkayach Tarl. 408. What's 408? Zois. Zois Chanukah. Zois Chanukah. Zois Chanukah is to have Chaim all around you completely. Be really living. How so? V'chol Chaim yodu chasela through the Hodah. Through the thank you Hashem. You know, one time there was a yid, and he was watching the Chavetz Chaim daven, and the Chavetz Chaim was davening with like incredible kavanah. unbelievable. Can imagine watching the Chafetz Chaim daven. And the Chafetz Chaim finished, and the Yid went over to him and said, "Rebbe, I have to ask the Rebbe, what are the kavanos of the Rebbe when he's davening?" So he doesn't tell him deep kavanos or shash kavanos. And the Chafetz Chaim looked at him and said, "I'll tell you the truth. I don't have any special kavanos. I'm going through Shemoneh Esrei. I just hope that I translate the words. I think about what the words mean. That's really it. And most of my Shemoneh Esrei goes very quickly. But then I get up to Modim, and I have so much to be thankful for. And I stop and I just thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I can't stop thanking Him for every little thing in my life. So my Shemoneh Esrei takes a very long time. L'haydus l'ha'al, k'day l'haydus l'ha'al l'chevra. All good things come to some level of end. But it's up to us to be a ruggle b'ner. It's up to us to pull Chanukah into the year. To change our attitude of gratitude. Which you'll see will change our attitude how we see everything in this world. You want to be besimcha? You want to be happy? You want to be alive? Appreciate. Appreciate everything in your life. Appreciate every little thing that we have. Start our day and daven Moidani. Don't just say Moidani. Daven Moidani. Start it with those words. And throughout the day, thank you Hashem. Every little thing, thank you Hashem. The more we appreciate, the more besimcha, the more we'll see good, we'll only be focused on good. We'll be shining besimcha every moment. And if we see the world like that, maybe we'll will the world to see it like that as well. And will Hashem to bring no more what appears to be choshech and only are. With the Gula Shlema, with Biz Mashiach, with Gula Shlema, with Meher Bimim.
Amen.